Yes, we do have tomatoes. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Reports of tomato shortages from Florida have been greatly exaggerated, according to Terrence McElroy with the Florida Department of Agriculture.
The fact is, there are a lot of Florida tomatoes that are in now, to the extent that we do have growers who are not able to move their products. Prices are still high, and perhaps artificially so. And within a couple of weeks, we will have an abundant volume when all of the replantings begin coming to market.
McElroy says they're working hard to get the word out right now that Florida's winter tomato harvest, which was delayed by Hurricane Wilma, is now in full swing.
Basically, trying to dispel the myth at this point that Florida tomatoes either are unavailable or in very short supply, because while that may have been true several weeks ago, that's changed, and it's going to be changing dramatically in the next few weeks.
Florida supplies about 70% of the domestic tomato supply in the winter, especially for food service.
It's a particularly good slicing tomato, and that's a critical market, and it's very disturbing when we find establishments not serving Florida tomatoes or only serving them in limited quantities or only when patrons specifically request them. It's something that we think consumers are accustomed to, and we're asking those kinds of establishments to take a look at our quality and the availability.
And McElroy says retail tomato prices should now be going down. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with This Land of Ours.